That album is being considered, I think, by many jazz people as the right at the top, if not the top, of the albums for 2024. Joe Fonda with Wodada Leo Smith on trumpet there from Eyes on the Horizon. Great album out this year. This album is also out this year. I'm playing now back to some seasonal stuff. Drummer Matt Wilson has a trio he puts together every now and then. It's got multi-reed player Jeff Lederer and bassist Paul Sikivi. It's called his Christmas Trio, spelled T-R-E-E-O. Isn't that clever, I guess? The new album is called Tree Jazz, The Shape of Christmas to Come, which is an overt reference to Ornette Coleman's The Shape of Jazz to Come. That may be a little pretentious of Matt Wilson to suggest that this is going to change the whole concept of Christmas jazz, but it's actually one of the few new albums of seasonal music that I actually listen to and enjoy a lot. So I'm going to play some of it for you today. Came out a month or so ago. Hear from Matt Wilson's Christmas Trio from Tree Jazz, The Shape of Jazz to Come. The three tunes that you probably know, Do You Hear What I Hear, is the first one starts a little funky and then settles in, and then Good King Wenceslas, and then Up on the Rooftop, which is the one he specifically comments about being a tribute to Ornette Coleman in a sense. Here's drummer Matt Wilson with his Christmas Trio, starting with Do You Hear What I Hear?
Thank you.
drummer Matt Wilson and his Christmas Trio, with three tracks from his Shape of Christmas to Come album, the Tree Jazz. Up on the rooftop was that last one, and it certainly moved along. There you go. That's an interesting album, actually, and it when I first, I'm very sort of suspicious of jazz that purports to be seasonal of some integrity, because there's a lot of stuff that is pretty drecky. This one is really sort of cool, and it they really work at it, and it's a lot of fun. Moving away from the specific seasonal stuff now, but to an album that is another one of ones that I really enjoy this year, the Carn Davidson Nine out of Toronto. That's Tara Davidson on alto sax and flute and vocals, actually, on one track, and William Carn on trombone and vocals on the same track. They are husband and wife. Kelly Jefferson on tenor and clarinet. Sharantha Bedesh on Barry and bass clarinet. Jason Logue on trumpet. Kevin Turcotte on trumpet. I mentioned William Carn on trombone, Christian Overton on bass trombone, Andrew Downing on acoustic bass, and Ernesto Cervini back as drummer. The album is called Reverence. I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is called Wonderment for CJ, and the second one is Just Because.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just Because. That was the title of that last track. The one before that was Wonderment. Two tracks from the Karn Davidson Nine from their album this year called Reverence. And it's got it's on my best of lists. I don't really like best of lists, but I'm sort of forced to do it for reasons I won't bore you with. And there's always a number more that it's just like spin a wheel and see which ones make the top 10. The top two or three are easy, but after that, there's too many, too much music. Well, coming back from Toronto to Winnipeg now with and back to some seasonal stuff, the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, which over the years has just been getting better and better, actually, a few years ago came out with an album called Sweet, S-U-I-T-E, Sweet Messiah. And is clearly a seasonal Christmas album, if you will, with part of the there's four or five of the three, I guess, are specifically adaptations of the tracks from Handel's Messiah. And I'm going to play two of those. There's others that are Christmas carols and other things that I've played over the years. But I don't think I've ever played all three of the two of the three Messiah portions all by themselves. And this is a good album, and it's very much in line with my Christmas show here. And on alto sax, there's Greg Gatien and soprano, Neil Watson, and Jonathan Stevens, tenor sax and clarinet, Jeff Cooper, Paul Bulcain, Barry sax and clarinet, Ken Gold. Flute is Shannon Christensen. Trumpet and flugelhorn, Jeff Johnson, Darren Ritchie, Shane Hicks, Richard Bowden, Richard Gliss. Trombone, Joel Green, Brad Shigeta, Jeff Preslaff, Aaron Wilson. As you can tell, this is a big band here. Will Bonas on piano, Gilles Fournier on bass, Rob Sewick on drums, and Scott Sr. on percussion. Going to play two tracks. The first one is from the Sweet Messiah, Sheep to Keep, and then, yes, Sweet Messiah, Hallelujah. Here is the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra.
Thank you.
There you go. You didn't even have to stand up. That was Hallelujah Chorus with the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra from their album called Sweet, S-U-I-T-E, Sweet Messiah, from a few years ago. And a couple of tracks there are adaptations of perhaps well-known tunes from Handel's Messiah. And perhaps at the risk of TMI, I can tell you that I've sung in choirs since I was 6 years old, and not when I was six, but certainly as an adult, I have sung in the chorus of Handel's Messiah a number of times. I can't even tell you how many times. And last night, my wife and I watched on PBS a program that I would really encourage you, if you enjoy any of the music you're hearing today, and if you just listen to this show generally, you've got to love this if you're not already aware of it. This was a program from the Albert Hall in London, and it's called Too Hot to Handle, H-A-N-D-E-L, and it's a gospel messiah. And I got to tell you, this was it. It just is smoking. It is really, really good. It's got a huge choir, and this choir, I tell you, were they into it? No question. And with a conventional orchestra, as well as jazz instrumentation. They had a whole reed section, a lot of saxophones, and an electronic keyboard and an acoustic. A keyboard just hammering it out, and two soloists, a male and a female gospel singers. These are not coming through the classical voice training, but oh my goodness, was this a great show. It was just an incredible interpretation of Handel's Messiah, and their ending with the Hallelujah Chorus, I think the audience was just jumping out of its skin. If you get a chance and can find it, it would be Too Hot to Handle, H-A-N-D-E-L, from the Royal Albert Hall in London. It was actually recorded in December, I think, last year in 23, and probably just released in 24. But it's really, really worth your trying to find it. If it's it was sort of announced that it might be available on Amazon Prime. I haven't checked that out. It may be on YouTube. I have no idea. But it's an hour and a half or so, and it is absolutely worth your trying to track it down. Gospel Messiah. There. Too much information me, but I just had to tell you, it was fresh from last night, and it ended, and my wife and I just sat there grinning at each other. It was just a fine, fine, fine program. And now I'm going to move into something that whatever passes for today from for my historical segment. Norwegian pianist Boogie Wesseltoft, back in the 90s, released an album called It's Snowing on My Piano. And it has lasted all these years because critics who, like I do, go through all the new stuff that's come out that purports to be appropriate seasonal stuff, keep coming back to this one. And critics have just sort of said they all line up. All the seasonal jazz albums line up after Boogie Wesseltoft's It's Snowing on My Piano. So I'm going to play four tracks. This is solo piano. It is absolutely beautiful. Some of the tracks you might remember, but there are in Dolce Jubilo, for example. But there are European titles too. Mit Hirt Altid Vanka. I have no idea what I just said. And It's Snowing on My Piano, of course. So here are four tracks from Boogie. I love that name for a jazz artist. Boogie Wesseltoft from It's Snowing on My Piano.